Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, at this time of the year, I start yearning for just a little glimpse of sunshine. I want spring to come back so badly.
And then
sometimes I'll come across a wine from a very temperate, warm Mediterranean place.
Uh-huh. And it makes you think warm thoughts.
It makes me feel a little bit warmer. You visited just such a place, so to speak, Rioja. But these are white Riojas.
Yes, these are a little bit unusual. Rioja is one of the most famous wine regions in Spain, and indeed the world, with production dating back as far as 873 A.D.
Yeah,
it's a long time. It is located in north-central Spain, adjacent to Basque country, and 90% of the wine that is produced is red, with 87% of it Tempranillo.
Tempranillo, okay. Of course.
A small quantity of white wine, however, is produced, which are thankfully becoming more available to us in this market, and that represent actually really, really good values.
Mm-hmm.
So here are three that I liked. From a producer called Monte Real Rioja Blanco. This is the 2020 vintage. We'll put all this on the website. This was a really enjoyable wine with much more to offer than I was frankly anticipating. It's a blend of 80% Viura and 20% Malvasia. I think that's how you pronounce it, Al. This 12.5% ABV wine will appeal to both Chardonnay and Sancerre fans. Pale, strong color with aromas of apple and pear. And the wine is supple, medium-bodied. It's barrel-fermented, but the wood influence is very subtle and restrained. And on the palate, you will find flavors of citrus and apricot with a subtle almond note in the finish. This was delightful and a really good deal at $15.99.
Oh, that is a good deal.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Now, I have two wines from a producer called Ontanon, O-N-T-A-N-O-N. Again, we'll put this on the website. One is a wine called Akemi White, and it's a 2019 vintage. This is a Rioja Blanco. This is produced 100% from Viura grapes, and the wine was selected by somebody who's apparently a fairly famous sushi master in Spain named Felix Jimenez, specifically to pair with sushi at his restaurant.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. Really was. And when you taste the wine, you can see, yes, this could work that way. The label on the bottle is a big Japanese character, and the bottle actually looks sort of like a bottle of sake.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty cool. The wine is a pale and sports a bright floral nose and flavors of pineapple, vanilla, with subtle oak notes and a hint of grapefruit. And the wine has a good crisp structure, definitely do well with sushi, but also with light meats. Good value at $20.99. Lastly, and also from Ontanon, is the 2021 Rioja Blanco made from 100% Tempranillo Blanco. Pale yellow, the nose.
Say what?
Tempranillo Blanco.
The, really?
This was a mutation of the red Tempranillo vine that was discovered in 1985. So how about them apples or grapes? Pale yellow, the wine features pineapple floral notes and good acidity with medium-bodied fruit, long crisp finish, allows it to work well with a variety of lighter foods. $16.99, really good deal. However, my wine of the week definitely is the Monte Real Rioja Blanco at $15.99. That's a gooder.
That's really, really great. I don't know if I know a whole lot about white Tempranillo. We're going to have to look that up.
It's worth a shot.
Very cool. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.